In this next exercise, we're going to focus our efforts on directing compassion to ourselves. Directing compassion to ourselves involves becoming more sensitive to your own distress and your own suffering. And what we want to try and do once we become more sensitive to our own distress and suffering is find ways to alleviate this in a helpful way. So we're going to make a start by trying to do this in this next exercise, which is in chapter 17 and it's exercise 1. And the exercise is called Focusing the Compassionate Self on Yourself. So as we've done in previous exercises, once again, just sit in an upright and comfortable position. Shoulders open, you know, grounded posture, friendly expression. Just allow your breathing to slow a little. Gently rest your attention in the flow of breathing in and breathing out. Let's just stay with this for about 30 to 45 seconds, just allowing your breathing to slow a little in your upright and comfortable position, shoulders back, chest open, grounded posture. Allow your breathing to slow a little and rest your attention in the flow of breathing in and breathing out. I'll just leave you now for about 45 seconds. Okay, next, just bring to mind some qualities of your ideal compassionate self. Firstly, consider the quality of wisdom. You understand that we have tricky brains that we did not choose for ourselves, but were created over millions of years of evolution. Imagine how it would feel to look out through the eyes of your compassionate self with a deep understanding of how hard life can be and with the knowledge that all human beings face struggles and difficulties and stress throughout life. And next, consider the quality of strength and courage. Your compassionate self has an inner strength and confidence to it. Your compassionate self is grounded and can tolerate distress. Just notice how being strong and courageous feels in your body. How would you hold your body? How would you demonstrate that you are strong and courageous? How would you stand with a sense of confidence and strength? Just notice how being strong and courageous feels. And thirdly, consider the quality of caring motivation. You have a deep desire to be kind, caring and supportive in the world. Must you imagine that you have these qualities, this caring motivation, this deep desire to be kind, to be caring and supportive? Just consider your body posture. What would that look like? How would you demonstrate and show with your body posture and your facial expression this desire to be kind and caring and supportive in the world? What would your tone of voice sound like? Now holding onto your motivation to be caring, your sense of wisdom and strength. Just imagine walking down a street and looking through the eyes of your compassionate self. You have a deep intention to be sensitive to suffering. You have a desire to be supportive and to alleviate distress. Just really notice how this feels. Imagine how you would walk. Imagine what your facial expression would be like. And imagine what your tone of voice would be like. Just spend about 30 seconds just thinking about those qualities and imagining yourself walking down the street, looking through the eyes of your compassionate self. Next, imagine that you can see in front of you an image of your usual self, the version of you that's in this world at present on a daily basis. As your compassionate self, look out to this version of you with deep kindness and with a caring motivation. You have a deep desire that this version of you finds comfort and happiness. So just spend about 60 seconds just imagining this. That as your compassionate self, you can look at the version of you, the current version of you, with deep kindness and with a caring motivation. And that your compassionate self has a deep desire that this version of you finds comfort and happiness. I'll just leave you for about 60 seconds to think about this. As your compassionate self, keep looking and connecting with the usual you, with your understanding of how life can be hard and stressful at times. And that this version of you is trying your best to manage this. just try and connect with empathy for this version of you, the usual you. The usual you that has struggles every day, whether at home, relationships, or in work. As your compassionate self, just keep looking and connecting with this usual you. Trying to have empathy for this version of you. And just spend some time just thinking about that for about the next 45 seconds. Given your caring intention and deep understanding of this version of you, just consider what your compassionate self may want to say or do. You may want to imagine saying the following phrases out loud with a warm and kind voice, just focusing upon the intention to be supportive and kind. So perhaps say these following phrases, either out loud or in your mind. May you be well. May you be happy. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life. So the compassionate self is saying to the usual version of you, may you be well. May you be happy. May you find the strength and courage to tolerate your difficulties in life. If you prefer, you could use the word I. For example, may I be well. May I be happy. May I find the strength and courage to tolerate difficulties in life. Perhaps try both and see which you prefer. Just spend a couple more minutes with this experience. So may I be well. May you be happy. May you or I find the strength and courage to tolerate the difficulties in life. Spend 60 seconds just focusing on these statements. And then when you're ready, let's bring this practice to an end. Just gently let the image fade. And gently bring your awareness of your breath, an awareness of the room around you. Maybe slowly stretching your body for a few moments. Just pay mindful attention to the sensations that are present as you do that. You know that you can return to this exercise anytime you choose. And if it's helpful in the workbook, there's a section about how this exercise felt to you. So you may feel like you'd like to write some notes. Perhaps writing some notes about what it was like directing compassion towards you. And now we just gently bring this exercise to a close.